20 years after their velvet divorce, the Czech Republic and Slovakia maintain exceptionally close ties. The two countries' presidents have made a tradition of planning their first trip abroad to the former sister state, and the two countries' governments hold a joint session every year to discuss matters of common interest. In the eyes of Czechs, Slovaks are the most favored foreign minority in the country. But do the close to 100,000 Slovaks living and working in the Czech Republic feel at home here? To find out, I met with Martina Gregorová, a young Slovak who now calls this country her home. I began by asking her how it all came about.
I have been living in the Czech Republic since 2003. The first reason why I moved to the Czech Republic from Slovakia was university studies. When I started my MA degree in Brno at Masaryk University, and then I met a Czech guy who I fell in love with. After finishing my MA degree in Brno, I moved to Prague to live with him, and I also started my PhD studies at Charles University here in Prague.
Slovaks are the most popular minority with Czechs. In fact, the two people spent over 70 years in one country. Do you feel at home here?
I do, but the main reason for that would be my husband. And the fact that we have a home together. So to me, in my personal life, a home is where people who I love are, not necessarily the society that home kind of belongs to.
In what way would you say that Czechs and Slovaks differ? Do you see any differences in how they act, in how they behave, in how they live?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm of such strong opinion as a lot of people around me. And a lot of Czechs that I met seem to think that Slovaks are much more emotional, kind of softer, and also wilder, more kind of connected to nature, if you wish. I'm not sure. I think this is a stereotype to some extent, because you also have Slovaks that are not emotional. Possibly some of that stereotype is true. I don't know. I don't see that much of a difference, to be honest, culturally speaking. I think both countries belong to the Central Europe mentality, Central European, space. And so, to me, they're actually quite similar as cultures, as nations.
Tell me, has anyone ever slighted you in any way or made you feel that you're a foreigner in this country now that it is no longer Czechoslovakia? Do you feel comfortable speaking Slovak here, or do you try to avoid it?
I speak Slovak still. I use Czech when I write, so for work, for professional reasons, but still in my oral communication I use Slovak. The experience is of a mixed kind. So I met people who told me they love to hear my Slovak, that they missed Slovak a lot, that they thought Slovak was a beautiful language, and so why not use it? Why not continue using it even when you start living in the Czech Republic? But then, unfortunately, I also met people who said that they were of a strong conviction that once you come to the Czech Republic, start living in this country, that you should really try switching into Czech and speak Czech at all occasions.
Martina, you're living in what we call a mixed marriage. Has there ever been a problem with that? Because sometimes people from different cultural backgrounds have a problem making the simplest everyday decisions.
I wouldn't say so. I don't think, I still think the two mentalities, the two cultures are very similar, and so there is no significant culture gap between the two of us. And if we are different, then it's more of who we are as, individuals, as people. And it is true that I'm different from my husband and much more energetic and lively and impulsive. But we complement each other nicely in that way. But I honestly don't think it has that much to do with our cultural backgrounds. I think it's more about who we are as individual people.
And when you have children one day, is it important for them to be bilingual? Will you be speaking Slovak to them and want them to know about their cultural heritage?
I haven't made that decision so far, but I've been thinking about it a lot because I'm a philologist by education, and so linguistic matters are of importance to me. I think that actually the best way probably would be for him to speak Czech and for me to speak Slovak, so that the child is conscious of the two, at least two. In our case, it's even more cultural backgrounds than just two, so that the child is conscious of the different cultural backgrounds that made him or her, so to speak. And so I think I prefer actually keeping Slovak so that the child learns Slovak and is bilingual.
Is there anything that you really miss very badly, that you go back to Slovakia for every year, apart, of course, from your family and loved ones and friends?
I'm a lover of the natural world, and so if we want to, to enjoy real high mountains, then we go to either low or high Tatras. It's not that I miss it. So when I, when the occasion arises and I feel like doing it, I just simply go. And so it's not a matter of nostalgia, but just that's something that I love about Slovakia and that is worth seeing and, experiencing in Slovakia. And sometimes I miss Slovak. I miss more people around me who would speak the same language as myself, so that the difference, the otherness of me wouldn't be so obvious the very first moment. But other than that, I think I'm fine. Yeah.
Martina, our politicians, Czech and Slovak politicians, keep emphasizing that even 20 years after the Velvet divorce, the two peoples have above, the two countries have above standard relations, excellent relations in every way. I'm not talking about business now. When we talk about relations on the human level, do you really feel that Czechs and Slovaks have a very special relationship still, or are the bonds coming loose now?
I think it is becoming looser, and merely on the linguistic level, I'm experiencing it more and more, especially in Prague, not so much when I'm in Moravia, that people simply don't understand you or say they don't understand you, and you have to repeat your sentences twice or three times before, they get what you mean. And so on that linguistic level, it's definitely, we are losing the tense or the close relationship that must have existed under the socialist era when the country was together. The mere fact that as a Slovak you have to go to the foreign police and, deal with the whole question of the residence permit also doesn't help the feeling of, closeness. It is a different country. Sometimes, Czech people tell me that it was the Slovaks who wanted the divorce of Czechoslovakia. And I'm not so quite sure about that because at least people I know best, and those are people from west part of Slovakia, definitely were not in favor of the separation of the country. I think it is a big pity that people were not given the chance to decide in a referendum whether they wanted the split or not. Because now, there is some kind of tension saying, well, why did you want to split, Czechs asking Slovaks, whereas I'm not convinced that this is precisely, how the whole issue was put.
The two people spent over 70 years in one country. What do you think that time together gave them? And what do you think they lost and gained by the Velvet divorce?
Well, it is very difficult for me to really, say. I have an opinion, but I am not sure whether, I can guarantee the validity of that statement. But sometimes it is said that Slovakia lost economically, that actually, it needed the Czech part of the country to be economically stronger and materially better off. And so I don't know, we would have to ask economists to see whether this is really the case. But anyhow, I'm an idealist, and so I think that a lot was gained by that unity, simply because of the cultural exchange, and the fact that you learn to love certain aspects of that other culture with which you live, but also to tolerate some other aspects that you might, maybe do not like so much. So in that sense, I think pluses and minuses, but since, as I say, I'm an idealist, so I believe that there were many more pluses than minuses, actually, from the unity of the Czech and the Slovak part of Czechoslovakia.